This is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a story of survival on the Great American Plains featuring a grocery store.
First, though, to politics. Congress is back and the 100 hours clock starts on a flurry of bills the House wants to pass quickly. Of course, the looming issue, though, is Iraq and the question of whether Congress will assert itself and oppose President Bush. Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Luke.
So the House of Representatives under new Speaker Nancy Pelosi has 4 days of heavy lifting planned, which I covered some of the last session. There may not have been four total days of heavy lifting. This is going to be a new thing on the Hill recently. They're going to start with some of the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission that were never implemented.
That's right. About half of the 41 recommendations from back a few years ago never got done because the votes weren't there in Congress or because the Bush administration pushed back. Now, these include some pretty ambitious things that they want to pass tomorrow. They want all air cargo and shipping containers inspected coming into the United States, and they also want to distribute Homeland Security grants on the basis of threat, not the usual congressional system of making sure everybody gets a taste, whether it's, you know, lower Manhattan or upper Sandusky.
Right, and then the rest of the week, I guess, is dedicated to trying to sort of, I guess, make good on some of those campaign promises the Democrats were using.
And they're going to try to tick them off. Minimum wage increase on Wednesday, expansion of stem cell research on Thursday, and then Friday is the day to talk about prescription drug costs and lowering those by having the federal government use its mass buying power to negotiate lower prices.
But, Ron, you know, everyone's waiting for Wednesday this week. That night, the president's going to speak to the nation and outline his new plan for Iraq.
And you know, Alex, that's really the subject that people want to talk about. It's the subject that people around the country really want Congress to talk about. A lot of people thought by electing a Democratic Congress in the fall, they'd be bringing this war to a conclusion or at least perhaps speeding the American withdrawal. And now they hear the White House saying that we need more troops and we need them there longer, talking about guaranteeing security for the Iraqi population for years, not months. So the president's going to have a tough selling job ahead of him, and then he's going to have all these members of Congress going out and hitting the cameras and the mics immediately after his speech and saying they've got problems with it.
Well, and if they have problems, he's got problems, because pretty soon the White House is going to have to go to these people who were elected in November and ask for more money for Iraq.
That's right. And you have Speaker Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, already saying that that request is going to be subjected to strict scrutiny. And of course, the real test will be whether or not the Democrats are willing to vote to cut off funding in some sense or another entirely. The power of the purse, you know, a lot gets said about it, but it's basically a decision to fund the war or not. It's not difficult, or it is highly difficult, to direct policy through funding once a war has begun.
You know, Senator Biden said something like this on a talk show yesterday, said, look, the president's going to run things. There's not much we can do about it. But in fact, Democrats in the House could vote to stop funding. That's what happened in Vietnam.
Yes, at the very end, in 1975, just weeks, months before the fall of Saigon, there was finally a cutoff for the money for that war. But efforts to cut off money of the Vietnam War over the previous decade always fell short. You know, the Democratic leaders in Congress know that their caucus as a whole is not going to support this. There are some activist voices, some of them in Congress. Dennis Kucinich is running for president again, saying, sure, we can cut off all the funds. But they're going to have to find ways to show their disapproval that don't entail something that opens them to charges of abandoning our troops in the field. No war is so unpopular that Americans are going to support doing that.
Senator Biden, now chair of Senate Foreign Relations, begins a series of hearings this week on Iraq. How long will those hearings last? Who is going to carry them to the American people? And who's going to testify?
Well, those hearings are going to go on for a matter of weeks. They're going to start actually tomorrow with a closed session with some intelligence people testifying. Then on Wednesday, they're going to hear from a series of experts, a number of people who listeners have already heard on National Public Radio. And then on Thursday, they're going to have a morning session with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. That'll certainly be featured. And then as time goes on, they're going to go on for a number of weeks because Senator Biden and Senator Lugar, who's the Republican ranking member on that committee, really want to air this one out.
Well, forgive me, but another parallel to Vietnam, because televised hearings about that war were very important back in 1966 in kind of first informing and then turning public opinion.
That's right. Those were highly famous hearings that were held back then and really did make a difference. But you know what we're emphasizing today, I think, with these hearings is that it really matters when Congress votes to authorize the use of force. It's how presidents declare war in our era, and they ought to be taken very seriously because they allow a president to set a course and commit the nation to it virtually indefinitely.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joining us again on Mondays, as he does regularly. Ron, thank you. And dear listeners, stay with us on Day to Day from NPR News.